anorexia is no longer just about girls starving themselves to look thinner. Now at least 1 million men or young men are battling with the eating disorder. And for many, it starts as a simple attempt to get fit, but it can quickly turn into a dangerous struggle for the perfect body.
It was in high school that Craig Lowey first started obsessing about his weight. After years of being called the fat kid, he decided to take control and started shedding the pounds.
You get into high school and not only did I want to be a better athlete, but you want to get attention from girls and you want to fit in. Everybody else is in shape and I was always, you know, pudgier kid with glasses.
Craig started exercising more and eating less, going from 210 pounds to as low as 113 in less than a year.
By the time baseball tryouts came, I had gotten so low that I eventually was cut from the baseball team because I didn't have the energy to keep up.
While eating disorders are most often associated with women, experts estimate that 1 million men in this country suffer from anorexia. Dr. Arnold Anderson is the director of the Eating Disorders Unit at the University of Iowa College of Medicine.
We're certainly seeing more eating disorders in men. Some want to be wiry, thin Mick Jagger. Some want to be lean, muscular Brad Pitt, James Bond. Some want to be big and chiseled, like Arnold, the governor.
And while pop culture has flooded impressionable young women for years with glamorous images suggesting thin is in, now it's harder than ever for boys and young men to escape the quest for the perfect body.
You have these magazines where they're telling you, you know, this is the in thing, this is the in thing to wear, this is the way to look, this is the way to wear your hair, this is the way to get your six-pack abs, this is the way to get girls' attention, this is the way to be hunky and sexy and da-da-da-da-da. At what cost?
Even some male celebrities have spoken out about battling anorexia. Actor Dennis Quaid, who went from 180 pounds to 138, told Best Life magazine in March that for many years I was obsessed about what I was eating, how many calories it had, and how much exercise I'd have to do.
Guys like Dennis Quaid and Billy Bob Thornton, they're in an industry that obviously places a huge premium on image. And I think that's where you start to see problems popping up as far as people taking shortcuts.
The good news is when caught early, the disease can be treated with the right medical care. That was the case for Craig Lowey, who, after getting the proper mental health therapy, gained back much of the weight. Now at 30 years old, he's a well-known disc jockey.
And new rock from Disturbed, they're up next.
And a healthy 170 pounds.
I think some guys' egos and maybe the macho-ness of not wanting to admit that they have this kind of a problem. It took me a long time to finally be able to talk about it.